Business English Power, Episode 28. Aloha and welcome to another episode of Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al, also known online as Al Sensei, also in Japan. Thank you so much for joining me today. We've got another power-packed episode of Business English Power, so I hope you are locked in and ready to go. We're going to talk about five new expressions and idioms that you can use in the business world, particularly for your times when you are socializing. Again, those times when you need to small talk, those times when you are just chatting with your colleagues, your business contacts, your partners from perhaps overseas and around the world. So a really important episode today. We're going to learn some new phrases, so let's get to it after we mention one quick reminder. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening and downloading always to Business English Power. Please make sure you are subscribed so that you don't miss a single episode. And click on follow if you are on Amazon Music or Spotify or any other app that you are using or platform to listen to this podcast. If you're an Apple Podcast, please hit subscribe. Thank you so much. And if you do find this useful, please consider leaving a review and a 5-star rating. All right, let's get to it here. So this is an episode where we're going to cover five expressions or five idioms that you can use in the business world, particularly when you are socializing. All right, so let's get to the first one. The first one is grab a bite. Okay, please repeat after me. Grab a bite. Okay, so what does that mean and how can we use it? So grab a bite simply means let's get something to eat. All right, so you can use it as follows. Here's an example. So maybe you are with a business contact from overseas. Maybe they are visiting you at your office or your area. And you say, wow, I'm quite hungry. Let's go grab a bite. Okay, so one more time. Please repeat after me. Let's go grab a bite. Okay, so maybe you are going to have lunch or maybe just a snack or whatever the case may be. When it's time to take a break and get something to eat, you can say that. Or maybe you could suggest it like this. Maybe your business contact is mentioning, oh, wow, I'm getting hungry. And then you would say something like this. Oh, why don't we go grab a bite? Okay, one more time. Please repeat after me. Why don't we go grab a bite? Okay, so that's grab a bite. You can use that one right away. Very useful, very natural. All right, let's move on to number two today. Number two is going to be the phrase piece of cake. Now, maybe you guys have heard of this one. This one means something is very simple, very easy to do. It's a piece of cake. Okay, so please repeat after me. Piece of cake. All right, so how can we use that? So again, maybe we're talking, again, we're in the business context. Keep that in mind. So maybe we're talking about a task that's very simple that maybe the other person did not know or wasn't aware. So maybe your business contact, I'll just use your business contact as the other person. It could be a coworker, a colleague, you know, anyone in the business world that is around you. But let's just say they have a comment. Well, gosh, don't we have to reboot the whole system? And then you would respond something like this. Oh, no worries at all. That's a piece of cake. Okay, so please repeat after me. Oh, no worries at all. That's a piece of cake. Okay, so maybe they, in their minds, rebooting the whole system was a hard task or something quite involved or complex. And you say, no, it's pretty simple. It's a piece of cake. All right, so that is number two. Let's move on to number three today. Number three is a good one. It's under the weather. Okay, so what does that mean? First of all, please repeat and then we'll talk about the meaning. So repeat after me. Under the weather. Okay, so do you guys know what that means? Under the weather just means you're feeling a bit sick or ill. Maybe you have a cold, something like that. So under the weather, maybe you have a sore throat. Maybe you have flu symptoms. So it just means you're not feeling well. So how could we use that in context, in a real situation? Well, maybe we're talking about another colleague who is out of the office today. Okay, so maybe your business contact says, "Hey, Al, where's Mark? Isn't he in today?" "Oh, I'm afraid Mark is a bit under the weather today." All right, so let's try that. Please repeat after me. "I'm afraid Mark is a bit under the weather today." Okay, so that's one way how you could use under the weather. You could use it for yourself, of course, if you are not feeling well yourself. "I'm feeling a little under the weather today." Okay, so you can use that to mean you are sick. And that's a common expression, under the weather. Okay, so far we've got grab a bite, piece of cake, and now under the weather. We've got two more power-packed idioms ready to go. Let's go on to number four. Number four is bite the bullet. Okay, please repeat after me. Bite the bullet. Okay, so what does that one mean? Of course, bullet means a little metal piece that comes out of a gun, right? You guys know bullet train. Of course, we use the term bullet train for the high-speed trains like in Japan and in Europe that go really, really fast. So they shoot like a bullet. But again, bite the bullet. So it sounds rather serious. But actually, it's an expression to mean where you have to accept a difficulty or something that is unwanted or not something that you didn't necessarily foresee happening to you, but you have to accept it. Okay. So when you have to accept something that you didn't want to originally, we call that bite the bullet. Okay. So here's an example. Maybe your team had to schedule last minute flights to another destination. We'll call it, Singapore, for a conference. Okay. But maybe you just found out that you were going at the last minute, and so you had to pay full price for your hotel, for example, okay? And maybe that was undesirable. So maybe your colleague says something like this, "So we're going to Singapore next week, but I noticed that the bill was quite high for the hotel." "Well, yeah, since it was a last-minute trip, we had to bite the bullet." Okay, so one more time, please repeat after me. "Since it was a last-minute trip, we had to bite the bullet." Okay, very good. So maybe since it was a last-minute trip or last-minute reservation or booking, we had to pay more than expected or more than we would have liked to. And in that case, we had to bite the bullet. Okay, so you have to accept something that was undesirable. All right, so we've got four down, one more to go. Okay, and this one, I'm sure you guys pretty much all know this one, but it's a really good one, a really common expression. And it is, "It's on me." All right, one more time, please repeat. "It's on me." Okay, so what does that mean? Well, of course, we're talking about a situation, maybe we go out to eat with a colleague or a business contact. Maybe you go out for drinks, whatever the case may be. When you are paying for them, you want to pay for, again, you and the business contact, or maybe it's a bigger group. In whatever the case may be, you are paying or you're offering to pay. So that's when you use that phrase. Okay, so maybe your business contact says something like, "Oh, how much is my portion of the bill?" And then you say, "Oh, no, don't worry about it. It's on me." Okay, one more time, please repeat. "Oh, don't worry about it. It's on me." Okay, so you notice that I've added always a little bit to the expression to make it more, even more natural. Okay, so practice it like I've given the examples in this episode and this exercise, and then you should be able to repeat it as well very naturally. All right, so we've got five idioms, five expressions that are very natural that you can use in your business situations, particularly when socializing. So we've got, again, let's review. We have grab a bite. We have piece of cake. We have under the weather. Bite the bullet. And it's on me. All right, so five expressions there. So that is it. Okay, please review those. Practice those by yourself. Remember, our power process. We are studying, practicing, and then performing. So this was the study phase. We've learned the expressions. Now, on your own, you need to go and practice them. Speak them. Just practice working your mouth muscles so you get used to saying these phrases, because these phrases don't change. Okay, they stay the same. Once you are able to speak them, they will start coming out more naturally. So that's why it's important to practice even on your own. Okay, just practice moving your mouth and having the words come out of your mouth. Practice our examples, okay? Very important. And then perform, of course, is when you are now putting these to use in a real situation. So don't be afraid to give them a try. And let me know. Let me know how it goes, okay? So always, you can email me, al@businessenglishpower.com. And I would love to hear from you there. You can find me on Twitter, formerly known, X now, formerly known as Twitter, @AlSensei. I'm now on Instagram, @BusinessEnglishPower, and also TikTok, @BusinessEnglishPower. All right, so follow me there, and I'd love to hear from you guys. All right, so that is all for this episode. We're going to wrap it up on episode number 28. I'll see you very soon for the next episode. Don't miss it. Again, make sure you're subscribed and following, and you won't. All right, so take care. Have a good one, guys, and I will see you in the next episode. Remember to always level up your learning and level up your life.